Thanks for downloading this podcast from WJFK.com. It's just as easy to go to LiveNation.com, click a couple times, and get your tickets to the Family Values Tour, featuring Korn, Evanescence, and more, Saturday, July 28th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets for the Family Values Tour are on sale now. Don and Mike, WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
First, we need to find a place of practice where Umbridge won't find out.
The Shrieking Jack.
That's too small.
Forbidden Forest.
Not bloody likely.
Harry, what happens if Umbridge does find out?
Who cares? I mean, sort of exciting, isn't it? Breaking the rules.
Who are you and what have you done with Hermione Granger?
What gibberish is that? The Don and Mike Show.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Secrets of male arousal.
Well, it's time for Harry. How are you, Harry?
Hi. Sorry I'm late. I was at the local drugstore looking for some baby oil. How are you?
You got the last page of the new Harry Potter book, don't you?
You like to hear the first paragraph?
I'd love to.
Harry was frustrated at his inability to complete the deal, so he decided to spray the room with himself.
Okay, stop, Harry.
Sorry.
Minute. Harry, I want you to meet... John, come in here, please.
How are you, Don?
I'm great now, Harry. I got a treat for you.
I've got a treat for everyone. The new book is about to come out. Yeah. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. It's going to be the best Harry Potter book of the lifetime.
I've got some fresh meat for you.
Do you now? I've gotten a little preview.
Take
Can
a
I tell you?
Yeah, please.
I know several things, Don Geronimo.
What's that, Harry?
I know that I'm Harry Potter.
Yes, you are.
Boy, the most beloved boy character in the history of literature.
Boy wizard.
I also know that my books have resulted in many, many successful motion pictures. Right?
Yes, they have.
And I know I'm beloved by millions.
By young and old alike.
Young and old alike.
That's true.
And I know that for years I've been coming on your show when Harry Potter becomes hot. And I talk to that boy behind you.
Rob Egg.
And I haven't known for years that behind the scenes lurks an even bigger fan. A man, a grown man that really enjoys Harry Potter just about as much as anything.
It's our producer, John.
Hi, Harry. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Lovely.
You're thinner than he is.
A little bit.
What's your name?
John.
John?
Yes.
John, may I ask you several questions?
Please do.
Is it true what I've heard, that you like Harry Potter more than anyone in the whole wide world?
Okay. Yes.
Tell me what you like about me.
Everything.
No, don't
John,
say everything. Not a cop-out.
Be specific. Be specific, John.
Come on, really, funny
seriously.
Man.
John, I'm not funny, you know that.
John, Harry's not going to work that hard. I don't want you to be funny.
Be specific, be
let
honest.
Let me look you in the eye.
I love the stories. They're great. I love the characters.
Let me look you in the eye. Harry doesn't want you to be funny. Harry wants you to be yourself.
Okay.
Harry wants you to answer all the questions he has, not as somebody who's trying to be funny on a radio show, but first of all, can I make a comment?
Please do.
Do you work out?
No, I don't.
You're remarkably svelte.
Thank you.
And I like your shoes.
Like are ballet those, slippers.
Those are ballet slippers. Yes, there you go, anticipating the funny line again.
Sorry.
Yes, comedy, thy name is Norman.
No, it's not.
Why don't you just tell him your love of Harry Potter?
I love the stories. I love
Before
the idea.
Before we start, can I ask you one question?
Please.
Are you uncut? Come on now.
No,
we're all
actually,
friends
I'm
here.
Not.
You're not uncut?
No.
You're cut?
Yes.
Attaboy. Do you remember it?
Oh, God.
Like it was yesterday.
Really? You remember the pain?
Mm-hmm.
Baby pain, is it?
Kind of liked it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's get back to me. Harry Potter. Are you excited about Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows?
John?
Book comes out on Saturday.
John, listen. Prove to everybody that you're really a Harry Potter fan.
Oh, I know he is. I can sense it. I can tell. By the look in his eyes.
I've read all the books.
30 seconds on the clock. Good. Tell us the summary of the plot of the last book. Go, John.
The last book. How about the last movie, since I haven't read the last book in about a year? The newest movie,
yeah.
It's... Order of the Phoenix.
Order
That's
of the
right.
Phoenix. Yes. Come on, boy.
And the Order
I
of the
wish
Phoenix
I had my riding
together.
Crop. I'd beat you on the rump.
The Order of the Phoenix consists of, Sirius Black, the professor from
Can
the
you
last...
do me a favor before you continue?
Sorry.
Just for me. Your old pal Harry Potter?
Anything, sir.
Can you spin around?
You want me to lift up the shirt?
No. Now, see, you're getting ahead of yourself.
I'm sorry?
That's what you always do.
Cooperating.
Is there any need for you to wear that overshirt? Take that off. What a lovely blue tee. You're wearing a delightful blue tee. Top or bottom, Tiger?
Whichever you prefer.
Boy, you're amazingly svelte.
What do you know about Harry Potter?
What do you know?
Everything about Harry.
Who's the head of the school?
Dumbledore.
Who's Harry's best girlfriend?
Hermione Granger.
Who's his best boyfriend?
Ron Weasley.
Who? Name a character, a hideous monster.
Voldemort.
What? No, Voldemort's a man. I'm talking about a disembodied creature.
Hippogriff.
What's Hippogriff?
A Hippogriff. It's a half horse, half lion.
No.
No?
A Hippogriff is what I hide in my pants.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I like
Harry's
those.
Magic Hippogriff. Would you like to see Harry's hairy Hippogriff?
I don't want to see it.
He's smiling right now.
Is he cut?
He's nervous. Do you know why? He's suddenly tensed up for a reason. Yes, sir.
They do that.
Don't be afraid. I'll protect you with my magic strands of liquid fog.
Liquid fog.
Harry has the magic liquid fog.
So listen, how do you like him? Harry, size him up.
I'd like to ask him some more questions, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. He's yours. He's like your toy to play with.
Tell us and our listeners out in Radioland, everybody out there listening. You know.
He's mentally retarded.
Yay. Could you tell me what it felt like the first time you finished your very first Harry Potter novel? Come on now.
It was exhilarating.
Tell us what is the best thing, one word, about a Harry Potter novel.
The magic. What? The magic.
The magic. It's the mysticism. It's the mysticism,
isn't it? No, I didn't say that.
I'd pay you $500 to take your shirt off.
Show me the cash.
I don't have it on me right now.
Well, then I guess we're going to have to...
Do you have three nipples?
No, I don't. Just
damn! I thought you were the special spirit monster.
Show him your 8-pack abs.
8-pack?
Oh, my! You're wearing plaid boxers.
Oh, yes.
And they've pulled up over the hem of your jeans.
Sorry about
that. Not the hem, the waistband.
Yes, I know.
What is the best thing about going to a Harry Potter movie? The magic.
All of it. I don't know. If they're on HBO, I stop every time.
What would you tell other grown men that come to you and say, you're a fag for liking Harry Potter? What do you say to that? Because I know there are lots of grown men out there that enjoy my books.
I would tell them to bite me.
Well, that's not nice, though. You have to be encouraging.
Well, calling me a fag is nice.
That I was using it hypothetically.
Oh, sorry.
It's true. It's true what they say. You have no sense of humor. It's a miracle. Have you thought about creating your own Harry Potter scenes?
Always.
That's where you dressed up in all sorts of mystical costumes, and you actually participate in a Harry Potter sketch that you make up as you go on. It's almost like an improv bit.
Is there
any,
try it?
Is there any kissing involved?
There could be.
Is there any touching?
There sometimes is.
Rubbing?
Sometimes there's rubbing, gripping.
Okay, can
handling, I... Handling, kissing, and licking.
Can I direct the scene real fast? An impromptu scene?
Yes, go right ahead. Oh, you need music. Please, get music. There's got to be some kind of music to set the stage. Don't get close to me. Are you trying to do... That won't work. I'd like to tell you something about Mike O'Meara. He commits.
Okay.
Yes, sirree, I'll win that war. You do that and I'll start humping your leg. Well, you don't want a big, hairy, fat man humping your leg. Occasionally, I drift off to dream time with thoughts of your anal cleft.
Oh, my.
Delightful.
Now, I'm going to direct a brief, impromptu, avant-garde film, and here is your direction.
Should I stand?
Please, Harry.
Might not want to.
Here goes.
He's getting up.
Be careful, Harry.
I have to say something.
You're so frail.
Oh, my legs are worse than Tammy Faye's.
Have a seat. Well, then sit.
Thank you.
Never made it.
Oh, look at that. Do you see my femur? You can see the outline.
Is that what that
I'm sorry. Look. I wasn't looking there.
Let me pull up my nylon shorts. You can see the outline of my femur.
Hey, do that thing.
Have you ever seen a femur?
I have.
Isn't that neat? And this is not one on a skeleton. It's on a human being.
Hey, Harry, do that thing where you make one of your nuts come out of one of the sides of your leg.
Oh, this is a great game. I like to do this when I go to watch softball games. You sit up in the top rung of the bleachers, and then slowly but surely, you pinch and then curl and pull and tug. And if you sit quietly, nobody knows until they look directly at you. And then they'll say, ooh, what's that? I said, it's just excess skin.
Okay, here's the scene.
All right, I'm ready.
You are Harry Potter.
Can I play cats out of the bag?
You are Harry Potter, boy genius.
Yes.
And who's your girlfriend in the movies?
Hermione.
John, you're Hermione.
Oh.
And you have just seen each other after you have been out of contact for years.
All right.
And
why does he have to play a girl? Why can't he play the red-haired boy?
Oh, who's the red-haired
boy? I'll be Ron
boy.
Weasley. That's better.
Ron okay. Weasley.
Okay, so.
Can we play the game where I haven't seen Ron Weasley in a long time?
Sure. Sure, boy.
Wonderful. All right. Okay, so. We're back at Hogwarts?
Yes, and?
Yeah.
In the time that you've been apart, you've grown, and you've started to learn about your bodies.
Matured.
What's your character's name again?
Ron.
Ron.
Ready? Action.
Would you have done an equivalent?
Oh, hold on a second.
What happened? I'm totally confused. Where's was that my hearing aid?
Music, I don't please. Know.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, Ron. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Harry. How you been?
It's very good to be back at Hogwarts, and I schedule we're going to be attending all the same classes together.
We planned it that way on purpose.
And as usual, we have our own room together here at Hogwarts.
Can we bunk together this year?
Absolutely. Do you want the top or the bottom?
Yes.
Yes, me too. This is wonderful. I brought some presents back from London.
What'd you bring?
Let's look in here right now. Oh, I see we have here gummy bears. Chocolate syrup, an unripened banana, several large cucumbers, and handcuffs. We're going to play Harry Potter and Find the Game. Find the Little Weasel. You want to play that one?
Let's.
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Cut. Cut.
How'd we
cut,
do?
Cut. You were great, Harry.
Thank you.
Who? The mannequin next to you. Let me speak to you, sir. How about some emotion? How about some emotion? How about in the next take? There's a little actual, God forbid, human interaction between
okay.
you and Harry.
I've got a situation that we can do. I love when we do improvisational theater. Yes.
Ready on the set?
Hold
Action.
On. The title of this scene
is
will be I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Action.
Type roll.
Hit the wrong goddamn button again.
Cue the music. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Harry. How are you?
Ron, I'm unhappy.
I'm why? What
We've
can
been
I do
attending
to help?
School for so long. Well-delivered line.
You know what? John,
sorry, stomped
out.
All over.
We've been...
Just get out, John.
See you later.
You know I thought this would work.
Hold on just a second. When he walks out, walk out slowly.
I thought that would work because you like Harry Potter.
No.
You're no good at this.
There he goes.
Get out. Hey, Rob.
Yeah. He does.
Assume the position.
I don't know much about the book.
Hi. You don't have to know about any book.
But I know how to improv.
As a matter of fact, we don't have to talk about Harry Potter anymore.
Like that?
How are you?
Very well. How have you been?
I thought he'd please me more than you would.
Well, you came back to where the bread is buttered.
Nobody. Nobody pleases me like you.
Thank you.
May I ask some questions of you? I know I may.
I'll entertain some questions.
How have you been?
I've been well.
Would you like to make your famous Cobb salad for me?
If you bring the cobs.
I'll bring the salad.
I thought you would.
There's nothing like that. We chop all the vegetables into tiny little bits, and then we toss it together at the same time.
All right, here's the scene. Let's try that same scene now.
Very good.
I'm Ron Weasley.
Rob, you're Ron Weasley.
Very good.
Harry, you're Harry.
I'm Harry Potter.
Ready and action.
Hello, Ron.
Hello.
How are you?
Quite well.
How have you been?
Quite well. How have you been, Harry?
Listen. Hogwarts does not have the same heating system it had last year, and I'm awfully cold down here on the bottom bunk.
I'm cold up here as well.
Why don't you slip down underneath my covers, and we'll see if we can compare wands.
I'll be right down.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, no.
Rub against me.
I've dropped me wand.
Yes, sirree. You know what I always like to say to the newbies?
What?
Make it spit for the captain.
Harry.
Yes, Ron.
I've dropped me wand. Oh. I'm going to lean over and pick it up.
Slowly now. Easy does it. There it is.
And
fantastic.
Rob, hold that position, please.
Not comfortable.
Now, Harry.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Here's your direction.
You're stopping me at the crucial moment in time.
Harry,
yes.
Listen to me now.
Hello.
Getting lightheaded.
Don't just look at it. Eat it. Go.
All right. Hey, Ron.
Yes.
Slowly and methodically turn towards me.
Hello.
Stop
Don't
that.
Just look at it. Eat it.
Stop it.
How about that?
I don't like this scene anymore.
I got one thing to say.
What?
Tastes like chicken. Tastes like chicken, boy.
Cut. And scene.
Thank
you. That's how you do it.
Thanks so much.
See that, John? That's how you make a short film. See that?
I'd like to tell everyone to run out as fast as ye can and go see the latest Harry Potter book online. That's right. Screw her. J.K. Rowling. Don't give her any money. Read it online before it comes into the bookstore.
How do you die, incidentally, on the last page of the book?
I'm hit by a train.
Wow.
The special magic train that goes to Hogwarts.
It's you and three Canadian hunters.
Three Canadian hunters. That's right. And it's cold up there in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. No, what I do is I magically tie myself to the tracks with my magic wand. It actually floats above me, and then the train comes by and draws and quarters me. It's very exciting. You have a hairy torso, two arms, two legs, and Harry's head. His dead head.
Couldn't you use magic to prevent that?
No, wanted it to happen.
What, you did?
Tired of being Harry Potter.
Did you time it right?
Tired of being the whole
All right,
thing.
Rob, get out of here.
All right, bye.
I need to talk to Harry for a moment.
I'm tired. It's time for me to go. This is going to be the last Harry Potter novel.
You didn't like John?
Well, I didn't like him because he's too obsessed with my fame. Yeah. Too obsessed with my stardom of Harry Potter. But
you know he would sleep with you, though.
I know he would. I'm planning on getting together with both the lads.
Oh, no.
Can I be honest with you, Don?
Of course, Harry.
Little something about the aging Harry Potter.
Yeah?
Not as young as I used to be.
I know that.
You know what's sad?
What's sad?
I almost can't bring myself to tell you. Harry can't function like he used to.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So Harry has a favor to ask, and since you're the boss, I'm going to ask you.
Sure.
Tell your minions.
Hey, minions.
To meet me.
Meet Harry.
Over there where your studios used to be.
Over in Fairfax.
The BM, the Breezeway Motel.
Oh, he wants you to go to that cheap fly, that fly hotel.
The flea bag.
Flea bag, thank you.
That's right. I'd like them to meet me over at the flea bag hotel, and what I'd like them to do is enjoy each other for about a half an hour. And I'll just sit back and eat Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Are you just the watcher now?
I'm the watcher because I can no longer, with my femurs poking through my skin, I can't perform like I used to.
Oh, Harry.
But how old are you, boy?
You know what? I'm 36.
36 is okay. Mm-hmm. How about you in the back, the Harry Potter fan?
39.
39 and 36.
Oh.
I'd like to see them perform for me. One last hurrah for old Harry Potter before the Deathly Hallows comes and grabs me around the neck and sends me to the happy hunting ground. This is it for me. End of the line. Time for me to go. Dead, gone, no longer. Under the ground.
But you're a boy wizard.
Pushing up daisies. Ain't gonna keep Father Time from reaching out and taking the breath out of me.
All right, Harry.
Foot race between me and that evangelical lady.
Tammy Faye Baker.
That's right. Wow. Who's gonna reach the finish line first? Before their legs just clean snap. I don't know. Very sad.
It is.
All right, Harry.
Hey, beware. It's the turtleneck eel.
I will see
you. It spits.
I will see you at the dog fight.
Thanks so much. We're going down to the Vic's house, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's good fun.
I'd like to think I would.
What was that?
That was me hitting the wrong button again.
Oh, I like this. Is this Donkashine?
This is like goodbye music.
Oh, can I sing my Harry Potter song?
Please do, Harry.
Farewell. Goodbye, all you Harry Potter nerds. Such a pleasure. I know this voice sounds nothing like him, but it doesn't matter to me. F you all. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Harry.
Wow. I think he's got a little dementia.
I like that.
Just a little bit.
So does Buzz. And hey, how about John?
Huh?
John, way to step up.
That's good, Johnny.
Yeah.
I suck.
That's why you're a producer.
That's right.
You're right.
My fingers smell like corn.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Always imitated, never duplicated. The Family Values Tour. Still the best value of the summer.
I do not dare deny the basic beast inside.
Featuring Korn and Evanescence. Saturday, July 28th, Nissan Pavilion. Plus special guest, Atreyu. Flyleaf. Hell Yeah and Trivium. Plus another set of bands on the Guitar Hero Second Stage. All lawn tickets just $9.99. Tickets available at the Nissan Pavilion box office. All Ticketmaster locations charged by phone and online at Ticketmaster.com and LiveNation.com. The Family Family Values Tour 2007. The most kick-ass lineup. Korn, Evanescence, Atreyu, Flyleaf, Hell Yeah, and Trivium. Sponsored by Guitar Hero. Produced by Live Nation. Go!